Hello.
Oh, hi, Gavin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I understand that your payment processed last Friday, and then you were having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
I've been wanting to cancel for a few months now. I've been trying, but you all just keep charging me and charging me and charging me, so...
So the reason being is you and I spoke back on May 15th, and it said that you told me to process the payment at that time. After we processed it, you asked if you could cancel, and then I told you yes, you could, but you said you wanted to use the month that you paid for, so I pushed the next billing out to June 15th. And then
I sent you
a reminder on June 10th in your email, like, hey, Local Splash will bill on the 15th because you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel that payment. And
right.
Then,
so my goal there was I paid for it. Obviously, I want the service, right? But beyond that service that you give me, I don't want to pay for it again. And then you guys end up charging me again. So I thought we had figured out that that's my last time paying. I'll take the month, but I don't want to pay again.
Right, right. But I think where the confusion came in, and I explained this to you at that time, is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the June 15th payment went through no problem, and then it was the July 15th payment that processed on Friday, which was the 19th, because the system tries it once daily.
So last time we spoke, that was more than 3 days before the payment was due. So when I told you I didn't want it then, isn't that technically more than 3 days in advance, so we could have canceled it then?
Yes, but it says that you said that you didn't want to cancel it. You wanted to use the rest of the month that you had paid for.
Right.
So that's why
I didn't want a refund on that month because I already paid for it. So I was trying to prevent having to request a refund or request my money back and all that. I was like, okay, so I'll take this month. But like I told you very explicitly, I don't want to do it next month. Which is right.
And I told you that in order to cancel, you'd have to call us 3 business days prior to the next payment, which is why I sent you an email on the 10th saying, hey, Local Splash will renew on this day, just as a reminder so that you call us before it happens. You know what I mean? So.
I get that, but I'm just confused because you said more than 3 days in advance. But technically, by technicality, the day I called, the day we talked on the phone, was more than 3 days in advance. So me trying to cancel the next payment when we talked about it, that it should have been canceled when we talked about it then. Because I asked to cancel the next payment, but instead you said, "Oh, call me 3 days in advance."
I gave you that option. I said, "Now that you paid, I'll cancel the account." And you said, "Wait, I want to take advantage of the rest of the month that I paid for." So then I told you the only way to do that is to keep the account active, and it doesn't cancel automatically. You have to call us 3 business days prior. So since you decided to continue, that was kind of like a retention effort, you know, that you said, "Hey, I'll take advantage of the rest of the month." And then you've even talked to some of our technicians last week regarding the Google video verification. So it seems like you were aware.
It wasn't last week, but it wasn't last week. It was over a month ago.
Oh, yeah, on June 17th. You're right. But that was after the June 15th payment, you know, because I think the one in question with you and I talked was May 15th. Then there was June 15th that processed, and everything was still good. And then the July 15th payment, you requested cancellation on the 19th after it already processed. So, I mean, we can't do the refund for that, but I wanted to ask you because I'm looking at the notes and it looked like you didn't get the video verification done back then because you had to add us as a manager to the Google Business page. So, were you able to do that since that date, or is there some type of a glitch where you
can't? That's all done. It took me
that's
four
all
tries,
done.
But that's all done.
Good. Okay.
Basically,
so let me just
all I want now is I just want to know if I can get a refunded because I want to cancel. I don't want this month, and I want that money if I can get it back.
I see. So there's no way to process the refund, but I can cancel the account. But that's just because it was 4 days after the payment date that it processed.
Okay,
not
so
3 days prior.
So if you cancel the account,
mm-hmm.
I paid $150, but don't get anything out of it.
So it's up to you. I mean, you could cancel or you could even, you know, continue for the next month, but I hesitate to tell you that because what if you forget to call and then the August payment processes? You know what I mean? So that's
right.
The
well,
only
this
thing.
This is what I tried to prevent last time, so I'm not going to do that again. So
yeah, let me just double check on
my
I want to just double check on my end. Oh, yeah, it did go out. There was an email that went out to you, reminder. Local Splash will bill, so that went out on the 10th.
Okay,
just
okay,
to kind of remind you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. But is there any way if I cancel now, do I get my $150 back, even though I already paid? Because me paying $150, I'm just giving you money and with nothing in return if I cancel now.
Yeah,
if I cancel now.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, 100%. So I'm not able to do that, but what I would like to do, only because I see that you added us as manager, but I don't see that the Google listing is even verified. So I think maybe now that we're there as manager, you have to go back in and do the video verification. So what I would like to do
is... I've done that. Like, I did that already, and it was verified.
I wonder what... Hold on. Let me just see. I'm just pulling it up here. See, the Google business page is not published, so let me just double check with that department, because what I would like to do, just so that you could get the most bang for your buck out of what you've already paid, is I would like to get you over to the verification department, at least have them walk you through it and finish that process where Gavin's Garage Door Service gets fully verified and published on Google, and then what I could do, But Google your business right now. Put in Gavin's Garage Door Service in Odessa, Missouri, and your Google page is not published. So it could be that it shows verified on your end, but it's not published. So that's
mm-hmm.
where I want to check with that department and find out why and see if there's something needed of you that we get that knocked out. And what I could do is give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means you would be paid in full until September 1st. And then rather than you having to call us, I normally don't do this, but I would put a reminder for myself to call you a week prior to September 1st. And that way, if you decide at that time that you don't want to continue, that we could just cancel it and you wouldn't have any further charges. Because that way you'll get the most value for the money that you've already paid, right? Because if you cancel it before that listing gets published, you know, it's kind of like you took not only this payment, but the prior ones and just threw them down the toilet because you didn't let it come to full fruition. You know what I mean? And that's something
yeah.
that we could do and push that billing out to September 1st. And then just let me look at my calendar and see what a week prior to that would be. Okay, so September 1st is a Sunday. So what I would do is call you on Monday, August 26th, and just remind you, like, hey, Gavin, the Google business profile is verified now. You know, you have X amount of results. Do you want to continue or do you want me to cancel? And then if you want to cancel, we do it, no questions asked, because you're within 3 business days of the September 1st payment that I would push out for you.
Right.
Does that sound like a fair resolution? Because, like I said, I can get that.
Yeah, as long as you can call me, then yes.
I will. I'll put it in my calendar, and then if you're out in the field that day and you don't have a chance to call me back, you could always just reply to, you know, my text. I'll put a text out like, "Hey, I tried calling regarding your account." You could always reply to. So let me just ask the verification department. So client did video verification 4 times, but still not published. Is anything else needed of him? Okay. So I will, while I'm waiting for their response, Gavin, I'm going to put an email reminder. This is, I'll call you around the same time on August 26th. And we'll just talk about either continuing or canceling at that time. And then I'll just put call client to cancel or continue. Okay, so that is already in my calendar for Monday, August 26th. I'll remind myself. Okay, and then I just got a little ding. Hi, I will escalate for more verification options to have live video verification enabled. If the client has any documents to send us, thus will assist during the process. So I'll put, can you resend mailer? Okay, so do you remember, oh, it says the business listing is suspended, so we need documents to proceed. So he's going to resend you the email with, there's 7 suggestions on there, Gavin. It'll say, do you have a business license? If not, send a business registration. If not, send an invoice with your address or a business card with the address or a work vehicle with a Missouri license plate. So what's happening behind the scenes there is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually have a valid business in the area, which you do. So you don't have to send all 7 items on that mailer, but just send over whatever you can, and we'll submit them to Google, and we'll get it, you know, published for you. And then, like I said, that's where you'll see a huge impact your business, because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google. It's actually 87% to be exact, you know. So you're doing some good things otherwise for your business, because I see that you have a website and a Yelp listing and a couple of other directories. But since 87% hires off of Google, that's where you'll see that strong impact, is once this gets published. So let me just double check if he resent that mailer, and if not, I'll ask him which one.
I think I just got it.
Oh, there it is. Okay, action needed, documents for Google reinstatement. So do you want to follow the steps on the email and just do it at your leisure, or do you want maybe for me to send you over to that department?
I'll have to do it later, because I'm
You don't have to do it right now. Yeah, don't drop everything and do it right now, but also try to do it within a timely manner within the next day or two, because the sooner we get that, the sooner we can get your Google business page out of suspension for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry that, you know, there was some miscommunication, but I'm personally going to, you know, take the bullhorns, and I'll follow up with you on August 26th. And in the meantime, at least there's no further payments till then, because I have the next billing pushed out to September 1st for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me now, or?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Gavin. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.